Good evening. Sierra TV News with Colette Jani. The main points: the Secretary General of the Central Committee of the Cameroon's People Democratic Movement, the CPDM, has described President Paul Biya as a statesman with an extraordinary destiny. Police have arrested a 15-year-old boy in connection with a fatal knife attack which has killed three people in the western German city of Solingen. And in sport, the North region is the winner of the fourth edition of the National Football Academy Pool Talent Tournament, which has ended today in Yaoundé. Those were the main points, and now the news in full. The documentary Paul Biya, A Statesman with an Extraordinary Destiny, is an excellent work of art which shows the positive impact of President Paul Biya's administration on Cameroonians. The statement was made in Bafoussam today by the Secretary General of the Central Committee of the Cameroon People's Democratic Movement. Jean Kwete was speaking at the Bafoussam regional screening tour of the documentary on President Paul Biya. The event was attended by some 8,000 Cameroonians, including scores of cabinet members. Charles Ebune files in the following report.
The Tokyet Stadium in Bafoussam today, August 24, 2024. Temperatures averaged 24 degrees Celsius as the sole and crown of the Biya support system in the West region mingle for a gathering. The support system here is a cast of government officials, the administrative apparatus of the West, the central command of decentralized structures in the West region, such as councils, parliamentarians, traditional authorities, and members of the governing Cameroon's People Democratic Movement. Amongst them, Public Works Minister Emmanuel Nganou Djoumessi and his colleague of Urban Development and Housing, Celestine Kecha Koutes, also in the presence of the Minister Delegate to the Minister of Justice, Jean Didier Momo, and the Minister Delegate to the Minister of Transport, Njoya Zakariau, crowned by the Secretary General of the Central Committee of the ruling Cameroon's People Democratic Movement, Jean Kwete. They are all present amidst some 8,000 Cameroonians, ordinary Cameroonians, to watch the 1 hour 24-minute documentary on Paul Biya, described by the chief scribe of the party in power as the architect of modern Cameroon. Jean Kwete, just like Emmanuel Nganou Djoumessi, equally described President Paul Biya and the work produced by the producers as a perfect work of art which demonstrates the positive impact of President Paul Biya's administration on Cameroonians for the past 42 years. The Bafoussam projection of the film Paul Biya, Statesman with an Extraordinary Destiny, is the fourth regional screening of a work of art directed by two female Cameroonian producers, Kati Meba and Solange Dimu, with the supervision of the Civil Cabinet of the Presidency of the Republic, receiving the artistic touch of the Ministry of Arts and Culture. All the speakers in Bafoussam today singled President Paul Biya as a unique character in human construction. Just like in other regions, the projection of the film in Bafoussam demonstrated that the countryside is with the main character of the film, Paul Biya, no more, no less.
Charles Ebune reports in the 2024 ICT holiday camp in Edea, Senaga Maritime Division of the Littoral Region has come to an end with the Minister of Posts and Telecommunication, Minister Minelibom Liliken, calling on the participants to make good use of artificial intelligence while urging them to use social media platforms for the right reasons. In the following excerpt of an interview, Minister Minelibom Liliken expresses her satisfaction for the success of the holiday activity and calls on youngsters to explore the vast world of social media with integrity and respect. She spoke to our reporter, Rita Yoresobom.
We have a lot of opportunities, but also a lot of threats. So cyber criminality and hate speech, and now with artificial intelligence, there is a lot of risk. So the main message for young people here is that ITC brings a lot of opportunities. You are called, even by the head of state, to use ICTs, because through ICTs you can improve all what you are doing. But you need to be very secure online. You need to respect the other. You need to be a patriot and a responsible user of social media. If not, you are not going to benefit from all the advantages brought by ICTs. Those young people have understood it, and they took engagement to really be patriotic and responsible users of social media.
And that was Minister Minelli Bomlilikeng of Post and Telecommunications there speaking to CRTV after closing the 2024 ICT Holiday Camp in Edea in the littoral region. Public works experts in Cameroon say the sum of about 45 billion francs available for road rehabilitation projects is largely insufficient, considering that the total amount needed is estimated at about 850 billion several francs. This comes as the Minister of Public Works, together with the engineers, have been scouting for other ways to rehabilitate degraded roads across the country through an event to examine the road maintenance technique using cold mix asphalt in Yaoundé this Friday. In the following excerpt of an interview of a public works expert, rather, Banjun Zakari explains how the road maintenance technique works. He spoke to our reporter, Patience Wingo.
Cold asphalt is used to repair holes on the road, and it has many advantages because you don't have to heat the bituminous. You can use it in environmental temperature. Then you can use it in a small quantity. You don't need to wait until the road is completely destroyed to come and repair. It is easy to use. You can just train everybody to use it, even to manufacture it. It's cheaper because the composition of emulsion, you have only 65% bituminous. The rest, 12%, is water, which is, when you repair a square meter of road with emulsion, you only use 65% of the quantity of bituminous you use when you repair with normal bituminous. The only way to avoid it is to do the preventive repair. As soon as you start, you repair it. If you wait, you will get to a pothole, which is more expensive.
Youth and education stakeholders in the Northwest region have been tasked with ensuring that all children, especially the vulnerable, get enrolled in schools for the upcoming academic year. The call came from the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Monona Futso, while presiding at the ceremony to close the patriotic holiday activities, during which he launched the Mass Education Caravan and Patriotic Back to School campaign in the Northwest region. Minister Monona Futso used the opportunity to enlighten the youth on the importance of to register at the National Youth Observatory so as to benefit from the biometric youth card. Here is an excerpt of the minister selected for us by Clenis Ayumbo.
There are financing for all the category of young people, and we call upon all the other young people to go and register at the National Youth Observatory to benefit from the biometric youth card and all the advantages. And I think that the youth of the Northwest region are ready to prepare the back to school, and also at the forefront of the promotion of peace and harmonious living together. As we said, moral, civic, and entrepreneurial rearmament, a guarantee for academic success and social professional integration. That's the theme under which we launched the back to school operation. This is important because they should be exemplary in their behavior, have that fighting spirit so that they can succeed.
Still in the Northwest region, the Archbishop of Bamenda, His Grace Andrew Kea, has declared that the armed conflict in the Northwest and Southwest regions has been reduced to attacks on traditional and religious institutions whose leaders are kidnapped and tortured. He made a declaration during a special mass in Bamenda today in honor of the fawn of Bambalang following his release after 18 months in captivity. He warned that the conflict has drifted away from its initial fight of freedom. Kilo Valerie Sala reports from Bamenda.
From the Ntafi parish in the relatively peaceful Bamenda Nkwe, the vocal Archbishop of Bamenda, His Grace Andrew Kea, reflects on the kidnapping of the late Christian Cardinal Tumi back in November 2020 and Fon Yakum Kevin of Bambalang in December 2021, and concludes that it is an attack on the church and traditional institutions in the Northwest.
It is not just a matter of fighting for liberation, it's a matter of fighting to destroy the institutions. And for us, this is a sign that we are going the wrong direction.
Fon Yakum Kev, who is also the president of the Northwest House of Chiefs, was held in captivity by non-state armed groups for about 18 months and warns that the incident was a dangerous signal to the rapidly declining respect traditional rulers in the region once earned.
So many of our funds can no longer reside in their palaces. 18 months of captivity, where was I taken? In my palace in Bambala. And you can recount a good number of funds who have been kidnapped, some murdered in cold blood. We condemn all this very strongly.
For a traditional ruler who narrowly escaped a tragic end to his life, there is every logic in submitting his earthly crown to a divine one. Killer Valerie Salau, CR TV News, Bamenda.
The governor of the Central Region, Nasiru Paul Biya, has issued a news release prohibiting the use of the newly constructed Yaounde Douala Highway along the Kolbesong Bomnyebel stretch by heavy-duty trucks and vehicles, which he says has not been officially opened. The governor indicated that defaulters of the order will face sanctions according to the regulations of the law. In sports, the Minister of Sports and Physical Education has exhorted the different stakeholders tasked with the organization of the Cameroon versus Namibia 2025 AFCON qualifier in Yaounde early next month to work in harmony and to ensure a successful preparation of the Indomitable Lions. Minister Narcisse Molekombi was speaking this Friday in Yaounde during a preparatory meeting ahead of the start of the qualifiers for next year's African Cup of Nations in Morocco. Still in sports, the North Region is the winner of the fourth edition of the National Football Academy Pool Talent Tournament, which ended today in Yaounde. The North defeated the Littoral Region by 5-3 in post-match penalties after they separated on a 1-1 draw in regular play time. Amongst those 160 players who took part in the tournament at the Presidential Guard Sports Complex in Melen neighborhood, the best players will be drafted to the Elite One and Two championships on the 29th of August. Carl Enongachu, Director General of the National Football Academy, known as Anafood, was satisfied with the quality of the young players.
We are happy because the children showcased their talent. We are happy because club presidents were there, coaches were there, and we can assure you that next season we are going to find some of these players, not only in elite clubs, but also at the regional level. He created this talent show. He told us one day, if we want to evaluate these children, we should create a tournament. And we are happy because the tournament has been taking place for the past 3 years. And we can be proud of him because he inspired us. He is a visionaire. He told us that if we want to serve these children, this is what we should do. And this is what we have been doing. And we are satisfied because most of our players today are playing in different levels of the championship.
Carl Enongachu there speaking to CRTV at the end of the fourth edition of the National Football Academy Pool Talent Tournament that ended today, Yaounde. And that brings us to the end of this edition of the newscast. But before I leave, a reminder of our main points. The Secretary General of the Central Committee of the Cameroon People's Democratic Movement Party has described President Paul Biya as a statesman with an extraordinary destiny. And in sport, the North Region is the winner of the fourth edition of the National Football Academy Pool Talent Tournament, which ended today in Yaounde. The news was presented by Colette Jani. Thank you for listening. Good evening.